Do you know, like, in terms of merit, when was that started to incorporate into Buddhism, like the idea of merits?
With the Buddha.
Started from the very beginning.
Yeah, so punya is...
merit in terms of what he said, the celestial currency, that concept.
I couldn't say. I'm not that familiar with Buddhist history. Probably you would find threads of that throughout the spread of Buddhism over the centuries, but I couldn't say. I don't know the history of the Buddhist world well enough to know when that kind of view or that attitude really grew up. Any Buddhist historians? I mean, it's an interesting question because it's definitely not what the Buddha intended, but it does seem as though there was a kind of dismissive attitude. That passage in the Itivuttaka, there's no preamble to it. It's not as though, I mean, it would be handy if someone said, ha, you know, who needs punya? I'm just going for wisdom. But there isn't that. That isn't there in the text. It just starts off by the Buddha saying, don't belittle merit, don't look down on merit. So it implies that somebody has made some kind of comment like that, that's sort of by implication, but it's not there in the text.
It's not a direct reference to merit per se, but kind of dovetails with the Buddha's reflections on generosity and the motivations for generosity, and like when you make an offering or you generosity with expecting something.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
So obviously that existed at the time.
Yeah, that's true. That when the Buddha's talking about making offerings, if you're doing it as a kind of business deal, like you'll do this to get something back, then that's a very shallow kind of giving. It's a stingy giving that you're giving what's not very valuable to you and you're expecting something in return. That's a materialistic attitude in terms of giving.
I remember the first time I read that passage, you know, basically merit is another word for happiness, mm-hmm. You know. It was so really liberating because many of us at the beginning we were into practice, but when the Buddha was saying this, another word for happiness, and as Ajahn Pasano said, a happy mind is also has a great quality behind it, with mm-hmm. it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's lovely for people to hear that rather than to focus completely on, you know, the what we know about practice and retreats and so on. Mm-hmm. It's really a touching for me.
Yes, it's very, very significant. And so I feel it's in that kind of a context that he made those comments.